AccuWeather weather forecast says it'll be sunny with a high today near 40. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says an estimated 8,000 private sector jobs were added in February based on preliminary figures. Meanwhile, the January numbers have been revised upward to an increase of 5,800 private sector jobs. That compares to the initial report of a 1,400 jobs decline. All the estimates based on the information supplied by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. A contract for the annual 4th of July fireworks display in Kenosha was approved this week by the City Council, well in advance, of course, of the Independence Day. However, Alderman David Bogdala did question an increase in the amount of the contract and why it runs for 3 years.
They're the only one, or maybe they're the only one that wants to do Kenosha. I would think that if we're going to continue to give multi-year contracts, that we could look to get a better rate. I know that there were some complaints last year that I had heard. A number of you have heard as well. So I hope that next time this contract comes forward, that we actually look at that, take that into consideration as well as our potential rate reduction.
City Administrator Frank Bassetti noted that sponsors will actually pay the cost of the fireworks display, not the city.
We've got two sponsors at this point. I can't remember their sponsoring amount, but it's close to, if not covering it all.
Bassetti adding the increase in the contract is equal to the rise in the cost of living that Mad Bomber agreed to hold the price over the three-year term. That contract was unanimously approved. Meanwhile, city leadership in Kenosha is claiming a big land deal between the village of Summers and the town of Paris that targets economic growth and was just announced this week. It caught them by surprise. This involves the transfer of some 2,500 acres west of the interstate and north of Highway K up to the Kenosha-Racine border. The Kenosha News says that about 100 people live in that area, but Mayor Keith Bosman knew nothing about it until earlier this week when the Summers Village president made a courtesy phone call. The plan could negatively impact the city's future development efforts by creating a landlocked situation. That plan is scheduled for a public hearing April 7th at the Kenosha County Center. Well, a major road construction project in southern Wisconsin on the interstate south of Madison is underway now to make I-3990 three lanes in each direction to the state line. Steve Tyson with the DOT says they worked on detours and side roads last year in preparation.
That's really sort of where the rubber meets the road this year. We've got more than 15 different construction projects between Madison and Beloit, whether it's on the interstate itself or, again, on those alternate routes.
Locally, there's a big project underway in Racine to reconstruct Northwestern Avenue from Memorial Drive to Gulf Avenue. And the Racine Unified School Board, in a special meeting, approves the process to create possibly a high school gymnastics team cooperatively. It includes a formal application to the WIAA. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daka says there are students at all the high schools who are interested in gymnastics, which disappeared years after the formation of a Racine combined team.
There would be a stipended cost for the coach that agreed to take on the position. It's outlined in our employee handbook. As far as the facility goes, we don't have equipment any longer. I understand we had this years ago, and since we didn't have the teams, we would have to secure that equipment, but that would be part of the report that we would have to bring to the WIA to find out.
That co-op would involve Case, Park, Horlick, Walden 3, and the Real School. A new three-year labor agreement with the Kenosha Police Association was unanimously approved this week by the City Council without discussion. It calls for a 1.5% across-the-board increase this year, the 2016 budget already reflecting the $219,000 fiscal impact. For 2017, it's a 2% increase across the board. That totals another $296,500. And there's a 3% across the board increase in 2018, costing almost $454,000. One of the other components of the new contract adds 100 days out of the probationary period for a total of 352 days. The Racine Police Department announcing the release next month of a convicted sex offender who's going to be living in the 1600 block of Edgewood Avenue. 38-year-old Leonard Heron, scheduled for release on April 4th. He will not be on any supervision. He's fulfilled the terms of his conviction and sentence. But, according to a news release, if he should violate the terms of his lifetime registry as a sex offender, he would be taken back into custody. Heron convicted in 2002 of her second-degree sexual assault. Racine Mayor John Dickert and County Executive Jonathan Delagrave going to lead the commemoration of Mayor and County Recognition Day for National Service. This will be at City Hall on Election Day, April the 5th, starting at 10:30 in the morning in Council Chambers. Volunteers from the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program and Foster Grandparents in Racine, plus the VISTA Program at UW Parkside, are going to be recognized. The Board of Directors for WEC Energy Group, Wisconsin's largest utility company, are going to receive $225,000 in pay and stock options this year. which is up more than 12% from last year. The company disclosed the raises for its board members in a proxy statement sent out to annual shareholders at its meeting in Mequon, and it's related to that $9.1 billion acquisition, which expanded Wisconsin Energy into Illinois and Minnesota, quadrupling the number of customers that it serves. And Verizon says some 1.5 million enterprise customers, they had their contract information stolen. The enterprise division helps other companies to deal with their own security breaches and provides business internet service. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee putting a liquor license request to open up a bar at 1900 Racine Street by Michael Winston on hold in case he should find another location, which might be his best opportunity for approval. Winston said that he had not planned on looking for a better location when he began the application process, but regardless, he's looking for city approval there or somewhere else.
So I'm not coming in and it's just, everything is still the same, but I think it would be good to let you know that I want a better location. If that's going to cause a big problem, then I need to stay where I'm at, and I'll stay where I'm at.
Alderman Jeff Coe chairs the committee. He noted it may not be the best idea for that neighborhood, while city requirements to open, those can prove a little costly.
Primarily residential area, and do you realize what is entailed with the build-up? You have to have a bar with sinks and all that. I mean, it's a very expensive endeavor, and you have to go through the building department, the health department, and everything to get all this stuff done.
Teresa Padilla has lived 37 years near that location, voiced concern for the many residents in attendance about the ability to park by their homes. Denying the application would have meant a year until another license request could be made, perhaps at a new location, so the committee deferred the issue for a couple of weeks to see if a new address is involved. High school students in Kenosha will have a chance to become involved in the election process, working for the city as a volunteer election inspector. The volunteers have to be 17 to 18 years old with a 3.0 grade point average or the equivalent, enrolled in grades 9 through 12 in public or private school. They have to be U.S. citizens and residents of the city of Kenosha. The volunteers would have a choice of different shifts on election day between 10 in the morning and 8 at night. Additional information available by contacting the city of Kenosha clerk's office. And tax time can be a nightmare that only gets worse every year for some folks who maybe haven't paid their taxes for a year or more. Larry Lawlers with the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers says many might also qualify for an IRS program that's called Offer in Compromise.
You can actually make a settlement with the IRS that's based on the amount you're able to pay as opposed to the amount that you owe.
He says the IRS usually approves these kinds of offers when the amount that you do offer is equal to most of what the tax agency can expect to collect in a reasonable period of time. The Wistosia Market's going to relocate to the Kenosha County Fairgrounds in Wilmot for the 2016 season and will start up July the 6th and continue through September the 28th. Run by the same organization that operates Kenosha's Harbor Market, the Wistosia Market opened for its inaugural season last July at the Aquaterra Farms property on Highway 50. The market hosted dozens of local produce farmers, prepared foods, craft vendors, and live entertainment at it every Wednesday. The new location offers more vendor space, additional parking, and sheltered stalls in the event of inclement weather. The Village of Caledonia is going to a recycling cart system this year, but not everybody may have the physical ability to roll that cart out to the point of pickup for their property by the contractor John's Disposal. So the Village Board this week approved a hardship application. Administrator Tom Christensen explained that it's one of the concerns that were raised by citizens, and this is done in other communities which have recycling and or garbage collection carts. Says the hardship application would be good for 2 years. It would require a doctor's written confirmation with a medical problem.
I put a 2-year limit on it because they said a problem they ran into in other communities is somebody would get it and then either move away or pass away. Somebody else would be in the house and they wouldn't even know about it. The recycling pickup guy would show up and somebody would come back from their jog and thank them for, walking up their driveway to get the cart. So we put a 2-year limit so we can minimize that.
There's typically just a handful of residents who may qualify for the hardship, according to Christensen, who adds that the 2-year limit can be renewed as needed. The April 5th election, well, it includes a lot of hotly contested local races, in addition to the state Supreme Court competition and, of course, the presidential primary. The odds are pretty good that a few recounts are going to be requested. State Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says they're ready.
We talk about being prepared. That's one of the things we're always looking at and we're emphasizing because, a recount is important when results are close. One of the things we've noticed is that even close results, candidates are comfortable enough with the outcome.
Kennedy adds that a typical April election, it's not unusual to get more than 100 recount requests. A memorial service will be held tomorrow in Racine at the Purith Strand Funeral Home on Douglas Avenue for Janice Hand. She ran for mayor in the city last year, died recently at the age of 63. Hand finishing fourth in that February primary, she was heavily involved in local labor activities like her husband Lenny. He passed away in 2010. Together, they were named Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity for 2008. A listening session with Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is set for Wednesday, April the 6th. That'll be at the town of Norway. He'll meet up with residents at the town hall in Wind Lake starting at 4 p.m. No appointment necessary. Members of the county executive staff, as well as county board supervisors and other elected officials, may attend if their schedules permit. Delagrave indicating attendance at these listening sessions has gone up since he took office nearly a year ago. There's a public hearing going to be held next Wednesday afternoon during the Racine City Plan Commission meeting on creation of a tax incremental financing district, number 19, that'll cover the uptown area. As WRJN News previously reported, this district will overlay and replace one that has been around for years but has been underperforming. The goal of the new TIF to incorporate components of the Uptown Neighborhood Strategic Development Plan that was approved last year. Wisconsin has the highest electricity cost in the Midwest. That's according to the State Public Service Commission. Residential bills are under the Midwest average because people are using less power than other states. But you add businesses to the mix and the average shoots up. Gasoline prices, meanwhile, have not exactly been falling much lately, going up, in fact, in most instances. John Stolness with the latest on what's been fueling that.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas is now just over $2, $2.01 to be exact. It's the first time gas has climbed over $2 a gallon since early January. GasBuddy.com says the national average is now about 31 cents higher than a month ago, rising along with crude oil prices, which are now once again around $40 a barrel. Of course, prices are still better than they were a year ago, when the national average was $2.42 a gallon, and it's way less than the $3.50 a gallon Americans were paying as recently as August of 2014. It was more than $4 a gallon during the financial crisis. I'm John Stolness.
Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.